Chapter 3. At night. The weeks pass, and Sally is still at Dodson Hall. She sees her ghosts many times, but she doesn't tell Miss Dodson. Sometimes the ghosts are in the kitchen. Other times they're in the bedrooms. One day it's just the boy. Another time it's the girl. They open drawers and look under tables. They're always trying to find something.
What are they trying to find?
Says Sally.
Maybe I can help them.
At night, Sally lies in bed and hears the ghosts.
They're talking,
she thinks.
Why don't they talk to me?
Sally closes her eyes. The ghosts think she's sleeping. They enter her room. Sally sits up in bed. She's nervous, but she wants to talk to the ghosts.
Hello,
she says.
Who are you? What do you want?
The boy looks frightened. He goes to the window and disappears. The girl approaches Sally.
Mealy,
she says.
Where is it?
Where's what?
Shouts Sally. She's frustrated.
Tell me. Maybe I can help you.
The locket,
answers the ghost.
I'm desperate. Help me.
Sally gets out of bed and tries to touch the ghost. There's nothing there. Now the room is very cold, and Sally starts to tremble. She looks outside, but there's nobody there. Suddenly, the door opens, and Miss Dodson enters the room.
Are you okay, dear?
She says.
You shouted.
There were ghosts in my room,
Sally explains.
Please believe me, Miss Dodson.